Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the show today. I have a local Christian radio station here in South Florida, and they allow me to have my program on the show. So this message is for those of you who are listening who are Christians or interested in the Bible, or you just want to learn more and dig deeper into the words of our Creator. And I don't know why it is somebody would want to build a relationship with our Creator. I know why I want to build a relationship with our Creator, but I think we all have different driving points or motivation points to ultimately make the decision that I can't do it all by myself. I need something higher and bigger to help me do this. And at that point, where we look to or where we turn to is some people turn to man, some people turn to other idols of this world, some people turn to systems of this world. But there's one true and proven way to turn to that we don't have to do things alone, and we don't have to get through it alone, and that is turning to our Creator and His Word. And a lot of times, it's not until somebody hits rock bottom that they realize this and they wake up that there's only one way, one truth, and one light, and that is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And the problem is the oppression that comes, because when people accept Yeshua, they think everything's going to get better and everything's going to change, because we have this helper and this comforter to take away our problems. But it never says He's going to take them away. It says He's going to help us get through it, help us with our problems and with our issues. And, you know, we have work to do with that. We can't just sit back and say, now we have Yeshua and everything's going to be fine. No, oftentimes it's going to seem worse. And you look at people in the Bible and in the scriptures, everyone from King David to Daniel to the Apostle Paul and all the people in the scriptures, and you see all the stuff that's happening and to these people and everything, and you think, you know, why when we become believers is it harder sometimes and not easier? And you start praying and crying out to our Creator and asking Him to help you and to be there for you, and He's there for you. Sometimes, though, it seems like He's not. It seems like He's not there for us, and what should we do? Well, that's what this message is about today, because I want to tell you, in the Bible, there's the original covenant, then there's the renewed covenant. Many people refer to that today as the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the Christians in most churches today mistakenly teach that the New Testament did away with the Old Testament. And that's just ludicrous if you think about that. What the New Testament is, it's refined. It's not replacing. It's refurbished. So if you have an old car, let's say you have an old car from the 1960s or even 50s, and if this car was in its perfect condition, it would be worth a lot of money. And let's say you don't even value the car. You don't even think you have such and something special. But it's old. It's rusted. It's not looking good. It's breaking down. It can hardly even run. But you find out, you go on the internet and you find out that this car can be worth a lot of money if it was fixed up. So what you do is you go to an auto shop. You get the rust removed. You get the engine fixed up. You get the interior redone. And you're restoring the original beauty and the original value of the car. You're not taking that car and bringing it to the junkyard and going to try and buy a new car. You understand the value of something, you're restoring it. And that is what the Old Testament or the original covenant is. It's something that's so valuable that our Creator said it needs to come off paper and it needs to be on our heart. And it needs to be in our heart. And when we have Yeshua, who was all throughout the Old Testament or the original covenant, He was there. But when He started teaching in a renewed covenant, He wasn't doing away with what we're to do or how we're to live. You see, the Old Testament, or specifically the first five books of the Bible, which many people mistakenly call law, is really the Torah. And many people deceivingly think that it's something for Jewish people, No, the Torah is the first five books of the Bible. You see, when it says in Timothy, all scripture is profitable for man, when he wrote that, there was no New Testament. There was no New Covenant. It all comes down to the foundation of something to build on top of it, to make it stronger. So the foundation of your walk with Yeshua has to be the original covenant, the Old Testament. And if you take a house and you get rid of the foundation, everything on it is going to crumble very easily. So Yeshua came not to teach about the commandments of our Creator, not to teach about what we need to do and not do. He came to teach about an attitude, about how we are to look towards that, or how we are to think about those things, and how we are to humble ourselves, and how we are to be repentive. So it was about an attitude. And there was a bunch of Pharisees and sages around back then that were prideful. They were prideful because they knew how to keep the Torah or the guidelines and instructions. And a lot of people didn't know, and they wanted to know. And these Pharisees says, well, we'll teach the people, but we're the ones that know. So we're the ones that are in power. We're the ones that are more special. We're the ones that can make up things because people don't know. So we can take it upon ourselves to decide what we want to add and take away to the word of our Creator. But our Creator says specifically in Deuteronomy, it says, do not add or take away from my word. Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So now people back then were going to the Pharisees, and they were being deceived, to told that they could do things or they can't do things or they had to do other things. And here came Yeshua. Yeshua said, I'm going to straighten this mess out. I know the truth. I am the truth. And I'm not going to tell people that they're not supposed to be following the words of my Father, that they're not supposed to be following the words of our Creator. In fact, I'm going to teach them to do so. I'm going to teach them the importance of this foundation of the original covenant, also known as the Old Testament. I'm not doing away with it. I want this on people's hearts. But he also came to rebuke the Pharisees for that man-made law that goes against the written word of our Creator. And as he was rebuking them, they were losing the power. And they did not want to lose the power. So they decided the only thing they could do to win back the power was to actually kill him, or try to kill him. But he's Messiah. He's everything. And he knew everything that was going to happen and everything that had to happen. Because it says in the word, our Creator has a plan. It is for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. So I want you to stay with me here if you're listening. Understand that when you're told to do something that goes against the words of our Creator, first you have to acknowledge and realize that this isn't what our Creator is saying. And the only way you're going to do that is to have knowledge of the word. If you don't have knowledge of the word, you're going to be completely deceived and not even know it. But once you have knowledge of the word, people can't deceive you. It's like I could tell you I speak Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. But if you don't, I could just make up words, and you could say, that sounds pretty good. And that's the way it is with the Bible. The preacher, the average preacher today, could tell you what the Bible's saying. But if you know the language of the Bible, if you know your Bible, you're going to realize what's true and what's not true, and what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. And just like Yeshua had to come against the Pharisees for teaching a man-made law or man-made rules versus the rules of our Creator, the same thing is happening today in the church. The church is teaching about the original covenant being done away with, the law or the guidelines and instructions being nailed to the cross. We are now freeing Yeshua to do what we want. Somebody emailed me the other day on Facebook or YouTube, and they said, everything, the law is nailed to the cross, we're free now, we don't have to be legalists and all this stuff. And my reply was, oh, so does that mean it's okay to commit murder, commit homosexuality, and lie and deceive and cheat and curse and steal? And they said, absolutely not. Well, why isn't it true if the law is done away with? If the principle of how we are to live is done away with, why do we think those things are wrong? You know, and why do we pick and choose about, let's say, unclean foods, for example? So our Creator calls homosexuality an abomination, and he calls fornication an abomination, and he calls eating foods that are not ordained by him an abomination. So now you have three abominations that our Creator says in the original covenant. And now you go to church And they say, okay, well, we think homosexuality is bad because our Creator says so. We think all these things are bad. Fornication, even though it's bad, we let that one slide, the church says. We just, you know, we don't look at it as serious. And then eating unclean foods, well, that's the Old Testament. We don't care about that. We're new believers, and that was nailed to the cross. It's the same thing. And then to top it all off, they say, well, we got to tithe. Don't forget to tithe your money, everybody. Well, isn't that from the Old Testament too? Why are you picking and choosing and listening to people that are picking and choosing? You see, folks, there's no neutrality with our Creator. It's all or none. You're either in or you're out. There's no middle grounds. And that's what's happening. And just as Yeshua back then was rebuking the Pharisees for telling him and his followers they weren't doing enough, and they were trying to oppress the message of the man-made rules. Well, that's exactly what the church is doing today with people that are trying to follow the words of our Creator. They're saying, you're doing too much. You're a legalist. And I do believe if Yeshua was here today walking amongst us, he would be called a legalist by the church and labeled a legalist. And if people are still going to be deceived, just like when Moses took the children out of Egypt and brought them to the promised land, they saw the miracles of him separating the Dead Sea. They saw the miracles of 40 years in the desert and still being able to survive. They saw all the miracles of the food being provided for them, and they still mumbled and they didn't listen. And you could think, well, on Judgment Day when Yeshua comes back, how could anyone not finally get it? He's here. How can they still reject him? Well, when you see an ocean part that you're walking through to escape from the Egyptians, and after that you still doubt and reject the message, some man that's going to come and say he's the Messiah and do amazing things that the magic of this world might seem to mimic, many people are going to reject him. They already did once. He already came once and brought people back from the dead, and people rejected him. He brought people back from the dead, and people said and doubted him and said, no, we're not going to, he can't be Messiah. And if you think for 1 minute that when he comes back, people are not going to reject him, you're very deceived. People are going to continue to reject him. It comes down to understanding your word. It comes down to who you put your faith and your trust in. And if you put your faith and your trust in our Creator, you need to follow him and not follow man. You have a choice. And if you're driving to your church every Sunday and you're going to listen to somebody that's telling you that the Old Testament is done away with, that we're no longer under the law. You know, it's man-made oppression or man-made system of laws that are created that go against the words of our Creator. That's the law that Yeshua came to set us free from. That's the law we're not under. But for somebody to have the audacity to tell you you're not under the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, listen, folks, we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That's the only way we're saved. However, we're blessed by being obedient to his word. And not only are we blessed by being obedient to his word, also the opposite of blessings is curses. And on top of that, we don't keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to be saved. We're already saved if we believe in the blood of Yeshua, or we're working towards our salvation, and we will be saved if we're going on faith that his blood will cover us. But you know what? We keep the guidelines and instructions because we don't, not because we have to, but because we want to. Because he set us free. Because we were on death row and we deserve death penalty. And Yeshua said, okay, I'm going to give you another chance. But I'm not letting you leave this courtroom with nothing. I'm taking you out of this courtroom and I'm giving you a book of instructions of what to follow and how to do it. So you'll be successful 100% of the time. I could ask you, if you can go in the past, if you can go back in the past through a time machine and have a book, any one book of what to do in the future. Some people might say, well, I'm going to get a book on sports or gambling and see who won all the this, and I'm going to bet on those rates. Somebody say, I might get a book on lotto winner, the winning numbers to lotto, so I'll know that, and all this stuff. And somebody, but you know what? There's so many different translations of the Bible. Now, I'm taking my Bible with me. People say, well, your Bible's back then, so why do you need to take it with you? You know, I don't know what kind of oppression was going on back then. I don't know who was keeping the Bible from me. I don't know what was being taught that wasn't true. I'm traveling with my Bible wherever I go. That's the words of our Creator. And that's the result or the way to 100% success. And you will not be deceived if you understand what the Bible says. And you confirm that through prayer. And prayer, the Holy Spirit will never tell you to do something that counteracts the Bible. But when you have pastors and preachers and everything saying, well, we no longer need to keep the commandments, but we need to tithe, and we no longer need to do this, but we need to do this. They're not doing anything different than the Pharisees did that Yeshua came to oppress. And it says, woe to those that are teaching people against the word of our Creator. Woe to them, because what's going to happen to them? We need to remember this and think about in Exodus 15:26 when it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, keep all, not some, but all my statutes, I shall not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. I shall not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. And then when the children went into the promised land, they were told to separate and divide themselves from every unclean thing and kill those unclean things. Not to mingle the seed and become part of those unclean things. That's what they were told to do. And if they would listen, they were promised that they would be blessed abundantly. And if they didn't listen, they were told they'd be cursed and they'd get new diseases that they never even heard of yet. So what did the children do? They went in there. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They mingled the seed. And not only back then, but to this day, every single day, with all technology and science and everything else, a new disease is being discovered. Because we continue to mingle the seed. We continue to ignore scripture. Listen to man's ways versus our Creator's ways. Fear man more than we fear our Creator. And then wonder why all this is happening. When the scriptures tell us why all this is happening. You understand the beauty of blessings and curses is not about cars and houses and money. That's not the blessings the scripture is talking about. The blessings that scripture is talking about, the greatest blessing and the most amazing thing that our Creator calls for us and wants to give us, and it only happens through our obedience, is His ear. His ear. That's what He gives us. And the greatest curse of all scripture is when He shuts His ear to us. And to our prayers. And the Bible says he hears the prayers of the righteous, and he detests and rejects the prayers of the wicked. It says he shuts his ear to those that are disobedient, that he doesn't even hear their prayer. It goes on to say, don't even waste your time praying for them if they're not going to repent and turn and listen to me. We want more than anything, his ear. We want him to hear us. And we have to speak, we have to pray, we have to go and take our, and just like in the Psalms, what David did, he cried out to him. And we need to cry out to our Creator, to cry out to him, and praise and sing to him. And remember that, he gave his son to die for us. So we would have the privilege and the opportunity for him to hear us. That's why Yeshua died for us. So we would have the privilege and the opportunity for our Creator to hear us. But we still have to do something. And it's not just uttering some words on your lips saying what you do. It has to be a heart change. Your heart has to change. To love the things he loves and hate the things that he hates. And step out of the flesh and start living in the way he tells us to live. And I think about this and I see the world today and see what people are doing and how blind they are. How deceived they are. And it saddens me that the average Christian out there We'll go to a church and I truly believe that they love our Creator. They have a strong desire to love Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But they're so deceived on what they are to do and how they are to be living and how it's supposed to happen that our Creator shuts his ear to those that are not willing to submit and do his will and follow his way and not man's ways. And, we don't open your eyes. Our Creator will open your eyes. But it says, many are called, but few are chosen. You know what that means? Many are called, but few choose. We have to make the choice. And we have a great history lesson to learn who taught us to do what and the result of what happened when we listened or when we disobeyed. It says in Psalms 3, verse 4, David cried to Yahweh with his voice. And he heard him from his holy mountain. He cried with his voice. screaming and crying. It says in Jeremiah to go out in the streets and to scream and proclaim and to yell. That's what preach means. That's what it means to yell, to scream, to get the message out so everyone can hear it. But we think about the senses that our Creator created us with. You know, He sees everything. You know, the wicked will say, who is he? He can't see us. He can't see anything. And they put themselves or try to put themselves above Him. The destruction that says that's going to happen amongst them. He sees everything, but He doesn't choose to hear everything. He's only hear the prayers of the righteous. And I pray that you'll be righteous and you'll seek more. And I have a local fellowship in South Florida where people come and they get to hear the word being preached and they get to read the Torah, the scriptures. And when is the last time you read your Bible? Ask yourself that as a Christian. Other than going to a church on a Sunday or Christmas or Easter, when is the last time you opened up your Bible and read it? And when is the last time you opened up your Bible to the foundation of scripture, the original covenant? These are things you need to ask yourself and ask yourself, why not? Why have I not read the foundation of everything that Yeshua himself told me to read on a regular basis so I am not destroyed for lack of knowledge? Why do I not read that? Why do I know the songs on the radio more better than I know my scripture? And why does my pastor and my church teach me different than what the word says? So we need to start asking why, and we need to test everything, as the Bible says. We need to test everything and understand. The Bible has a strong message and about wickedness. And when we ask ourselves, what is wickedness according to the words of our Creator? What is wickedness? And wickedness is sin. And there are people like everyone that's not perfect, and we sin. But there's a difference. And the difference is the repentiveness. And the Bible says that repentance brings refreshing. Those that sin and repent for it are going to overcome their sin, their issues, and they're going to have the mercy of Yeshua, the mercy of Messiah. But those that continue to live in sin and ignore it like it's no big deal and make a practice out of it, the scriptures say he's not even going to hear your prayer. So now it comes to the question of this, and this is the pinnacle of the message today that I want you to hear. And the question you need to ask yourself, not according to man, not according to ideas, not according to your feelings, but according to the words of our holy Creator, ask yourself this: what is sin? What is sin? Because sin defies wickedness. And wickedness is somebody who continues to choose to live in sin and not cry out to our Creator and trust our Creator that He can get us over our struggles. So what is sin is the question. And the Bible is clear on this. Sin is transgression of the foundation of our Creator, the foundation of the Word. Sin is transgression of the Torah. Sin is transgression of the true law of our Creator. Nothing to do with man-made law, the true law of our Creator. Well, as you do that and you start thinking about what He wants us to do, we need to think and ask ourselves, have we been submitting to Him and letting His will rule our life? And I met some Christians once that are so brainwashed into the doctrine of their church, and they said, absolutely, their church follows the commandments. I said, oh, really? Well, what about this, this, and this? They said, and then they give the buts. But we don't got to do that one, but we don't got to do this one, but we don't got... Where in the Bible when it says, keep all my statutes and commands, follow me and do not add or take away, but keep all, where in it does it say we can pick and choose? Where does it say, well, we could do the tithe, but we don't have to eat clean food? Where does it say that we can honor our neighbor, but we don't have to honor the Sabbath? Where does it say we can keep commandment number 5, but commandment number 4 we're going to do away with? It doesn't. It doesn't, folks. And, and people just, they'll defend the lies. And when people are defending the lies, you know the enemy is there. And it says in the scriptures, where the enemy is there, there's strife. And why do you think there's so much strife in today's world? Why do you think there's so much strife? It's because the joy of righteousness is missing. And Yah's not hearing your cries. Yah's not there to help you if you're not there to be obedient and submit to Him. Remember, as believers, we have 6 things to do on a regular basis. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit. Write those down. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit. Write those down and go on a blind faith knowing that that's what the foundation of the scriptures are. And that's what we are to do. And we're not let anyone go to change our minds about that or tell us different. And, you know, it's not about being politically correct in today's world, folks. It needs to be about being biblically correct. It needs to understand that this Bible is not just a book with some words on it, piece of paper with some letters. No, this is a book that a creator gave us and needs to be the foundation of our life. And if you feel good about living in sin and feel good about wickedness and make excuses for it, understand, Yeshua didn't come so we have an excuse to live in sin. He never told us we can keep sinning. He told us to go and sin no more. And our heart should have that desire. Taking his words off paper and putting them on our heart so we know them so well. The difference between good and evil and righteousness and unrighteousness. And make the right choice. It says in the Bible, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. So you'll have life. And back then the people answered not a word. Well, we have that same opportunity today. And what are you going to choose? What are you going to pick? So I have a ton of messages on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org that talks about these things. You can go there and put comments under the questions. Every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight Eastern Time, I have live fellowship via my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. That's Torah Life Ministries. And again, in South Florida, we have a local fellowship in Lake Worth, Florida, which is right just south of West Palm Beach. You can join us. If you need to contact me, you can contact me via my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. But my heart goes out to everyone. You know, many of us have scales over our eyes and we can't see. But as you start reading the word, they start to fall off. And then you could see. And you need to realize, folks, whatever you call yourself, whether you just tuned in today to just hear something because it sounded interesting, or whether you're a professing Christian for many, many years, you need to understand repentance has to be a daily thing, not a once-in-your-lifetime thing. You need to understand we need to pray on a daily basis, not just once a week or once a month. You need to understand we need to praise and proclaim him every day and not be embarrassed of the word. You need to read and you need to repent and you need to submit to his way and his will if you truly want to be blessed. So folks, it's my prayer that those seeking him and those that want the truth, your eyes would continue to be opened, and all the glory be to our Creator for the blessings that come upon you, and that we would all seek with our strongest desire to have his ear. So thank you for listening, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You are the one who